One of our most iconic venues here in the Hunter would have to be, without a doubt, the historic Civic Theatre in Hunter Street. And 2018 is shaping up to be a big year, as I'm sure the manager there, Vanessa Hutchins, will let us know about now. Good morning, Vanessa. 2017 ending a nice way, but 2018, lots of big things happening as you prepare to take the plunge.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, look, we've got our old favourites back, from the Wharf Review, from Sydney Theatre Company to Sydney Dance Company, and I've managed to bring Vanguard Dance Theatre back, which is just fantastic. They've been away for a few years as well. So they're familiar, but definitely the new, which includes Spiegel Tents back. So Blunt the Blunk in Civic Park over March, April. Lots of exciting shows.
Vanessa, that sounds like just the tip of the iceberg. What actually goes into identifying the sort of shows that you would like to bring to the Hunter?
A great deal of work from a really fantastic team. I mean, all up, there's actually 15 shows across the season, plus the bonus comedies coming back. Yeah, we go and see, I've probably seen 50 shows, of which to pick 15, Mark, so it does take a lot of energy. Everyone pitches to me as well, come and see my show, come and see my show. So I see a lot of local work around Newcastle too. We have two great locals, dare I say. Catapult Contemporary Dance Company is going to have That Place in Between by choreographer Katie McCarthy. And we've got the famous Russell Cheek coming back with a show directed by Sandman, Stephen Abbott, called Who Am I? And that's a very funny story about Russell and when he went on Sale of the Century. I won't say any more.
No, don't give it all away. Don't give it all away now. I'm just amazed. You said you see around 50 shows a year. That's pretty much one a week. And then you've got to decipher out of those which ones you feel would fit your theatre and which ones are going to fit the market.
Then I have to chase them down make sure I can afford them and get the right price, because I have to do a bit of that as well, some hard negotiations.
And then from time to time, maybe try and catch a show at the Civic yourself once you've gone to all the hard work, but I'm sure a lot does go into it. For the 2018 season, you have mentioned that Take the Plunge is the logo, that is the theme behind it. Where did that all come from?
Oh, look, it's come from this beautiful photo that we've put at the front page of the subscribe brochure, and it's a photo of a woman with she's just embracing the ocean, jumping in there at the bogey hole. And for us, that just said everything about, embrace this package of culture. We love our culture here in Newcastle, hence Take That Plunge. Dip your toes in.
Not a bad idea, Vanessa. You've identified two of my favourite places in Newcastle, the Civic Theatre and the Bogey Hole. Thanks for bringing them together, and thanks for sharing a little bit of what you got planned for 2018 with us this morning.
Great. Thanks again, Mark. Been a pleasure to be here this morning.
This year's manager of Civic Theatre Newcastle. Very busy lady, I would imagine. 50 shows a year. Good luck with that. Vanessa Hutchins joining us on 2NURFM 103.7.